What's up, guys? It's Flip Flip here, and today is a special day. It is Wednesday, and it's going to be the first episode of my Supreme segment. The podcast is going to be about the drop list, reselling prices, and everything Supreme week to week on a weekly basis. And we're going to have my co-host Mick on the show. He's going to be helping me out with the Supreme podcast. I hope you guys enjoy, and make sure you sign up for the internship. It's $25 right now, and that includes all the Supreme info you're about to receive on how we cop it, thrifting blueprint, and then also the sneaker blueprint, and then also the live team chat that we're about to hit 40 members in. So you guys enjoy this, and yeah, let's go.
Okay, perfect. Hey guys, what's up? This is the Flip Flip podcast, and the new segment that we have, it's called the Flip and Mick Supreme podcast. And what we're going to start doing is for you Supreme guys and everybody in the internship, we're going to start bringing content on Supreme every Thursdays. And we have some exciting news. My buddy Mick is my partner in this podcast, and he actually has some really cool stuff he's going to share for the first week of it. And then also we're going to give you guys expectations as far as what to buy, what the resale will be, and then the following or the previous week, what we got and then how much we made. So I hope you guys enjoy. And yeah, let's get started. Mick, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Mick. Dylan and I met a while back. I heard his podcast, really liked what he was putting together, wanted to be a part of the community, so I joined up. And, you know, just through conversations, we realized that we both had a passion for the brand Supreme because we both see the opportunity to make a lot of money with it. So he and I got to talking and decided that we wanted to do something a little bit more in depth for you guys just on the Supreme brand and bring a little bit more value to the podcast.
Yeah, perfect. And let them know what just happened. We, a fun little story is we recorded an episode yesterday. It was overlapping, so we're re-recording now, which actually probably ended up being good because Mick found out that he found some pretty cool text messages. So kind of explain to them what happened, and then we'll jump into it.
Sure. So I live in New York City, so the Supreme physical locations, like the physical stores, are located like close by where I live. And if you live within a certain range, you can sign up to go to the Supreme store for a weekly drop to buy your items. And I sign up almost every week, but I've never won before. And yesterday, out of nowhere, I win the opportunity to go in. So they texted me. They told me to come to the store tomorrow at 3:15 to pick out my items. And I'm like, I'm so excited because it's never happened to me before. And I'm going to be able to get my hands on not just one item, but probably one piece, or probably every piece from the entire collection. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, guys. And just a little backstory on Supreme in store. It's like ridiculously rare to get a text to go there. And for him to get it on the week of the Como de Garcons collaboration is like insane. Because each of these items are going to resell for $800 to $1,000. And it's like, as I look at these items, like they're so freaking clean. And he's going to do so well. So I was really happy. And it was kind of like, it was just insane that after the podcast, like we were feeling it and like just kind of talking about where we want to take this thing. And he just sends me a screenshot of Supreme texting him like, you're in line. You can pick. So I was telling like, it just made my day. So it was really cool, to get that. And then, yeah, we can bring that content to you guys. He can't bring his phone there, because Supreme bouncers will probably kill him.
Yeah, probably.
But he's gonna, for the next week, what we'll do is he'll kind of explain what the process was. And I was going through YouTube and I couldn't find anybody like really describing
You can't. And the reason why is because they're so strict at the store about cell phone usage and camera usage. So if you have a cell phone or if you have a camera, they actually tell you that you have to turn it off from what I hear. I've never been there before, but That's, I mean, that's why you can't find videos on YouTube with a process, because they don't allow people to film it. It's wild.
Yeah. So, like I said, that was cool, but let's jump into it. So last week was week three. Yeah, week three.
Yeah, week three.
And I did okay. I picked up the Empire t-shirt with the kind of schlong on it, I guess you would say. I got it in the natural colorway. It was for $48 plus shipping. It's not even that cool. But and I sold it for like $90 plus shipping on eBay. I should be getting that in tomorrow. So net profit was probably around like $30. So that was kind of whatever. But the trademark gray hoodie, as I look at the Grand Exchange, is, and that's the website that we use to sell a lot of our streetwear. In hand. So if you guys are interested in that, it's $25 and you get to join our internship and you learn pretty much everything that me and Mick are doing with Supreme. But also we have people in clothing for thrifting, electronics, every aspect of my business and his business you get for that value. So just send me a DM on Instagram. The username is FlipFlip. But yeah, so what I'll do is when I get this trademark hoodie, I'll sell it on the Grand Exchange. It looks like right now, it's not even that cool. So like it's like $210. So, I mean, overall I made like, I'll say an $80 profit day, which is whatever.
That's so easy for 5 minutes though. I mean, you know, you didn't get the most hyped items, but you got two, right? So that 80 plus 30, that's $110. And, you know, if you're out there and you're just thrifting vintage clothing, it might take you anywhere from a week to 2 weeks to flip that piece you found in Goodwill. So you made that $110 in less than 5 minutes. So I'd say that's a win.
Yeah. So guys, remember that, you know, the supreme aspect of this business, it's $5, or not $5, well, 5 minutes in the morning. From 11 a.m. to like 11:05 tops. And then you're kind of, if you don't get anything, you just keep it moving. But, but Mick, my buddy, of course took a W. Let him know what you got.
Yeah, man. So I got a trademark hoodie in the natural colorway, and it was probably not an item that people looked at right away and thought, okay, this is going to have, you know, really good resale, because it wasn't really hyped and people weren't really talking about it. So it wasn't an item that was just like immediately looked at and I thought like, oh, this is going to be a win. But I looked at it and I thought, if I were going to wear anything from this week three drop, this would be it. So I kind of went with my gut and I picked it out as something because I thought it just looked cool. Like, it's super clean. It's a very basic neutral colorway. It's like a cream color. And it just has like Supreme, stitched across the chest, like in really small letters. So like, I thought it was cool, man. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go for this piece. And I ended up lucking out, because even though it wasn't super hyped, after the drop, we looked on the Grand Exchange and it turned out to be one of the items that was actually reselling for quite a bit. So
the most, I think.
Not the most. The one that ended up was the most was, remember the really weird leather jacket that had the monkey on the front and the pink bunny on the back? That one's selling for like $700.
But I think if I remember, dang it, I just did something wrong. I think the retail for that was like,
Yeah. My bad. You mean like overall straight profit? Yes. Yeah, my bad. I'm thinking of like overall dollar amount. But anyway, yeah. So the trademark hoodie in the natural colorway, or the cream colorway, whatever you want to call it, I was able to pick one up in a size large. The retail was $158 plus shipping. So it was $168 total dollars spent. And right now on the Grand Exchange, if I want to let it go, I could sell it for $350. So what's 350 minus 160, Dill? 210?
Yeah, something nice.
Something like that, or 190. I'm not good at math, but whether it's 190 or 210, That's a quick 10-minute profit. Like, that's, go make that in 10 minutes somewhere else and then come back to me and tell me what you did, because I want to start doing that.
And that's, yeah, that's the beauty of it, guys. It's like every Thursday, and working in a team, it kind of motivates us in a way, because it's like I play pickup basketball and I've always played sports. And when you can put your kind of minds together, a lot of people are in this, like in a solo game with Supreme, and it's cool because like you get to have that, just think for yourself. But when you start to think with other people who genuinely like have good ideas and a common goal, it really just benefits, because the natural hoodie, for instance, I wasn't thinking about too much. But when Mick kind of pointed it out last minute, I think he even said it like 15 minutes before the drop. I kind of was just going off like Supreme community upvotes, and the Empire tee was up there. And I was actually probably just going to go for that first. But instead, I ended up going for the hoodie first, and I went for a size medium, and I should have got it, but Supreme did like a loop. So I ended up just kind of like, you know, doing a little audible and just getting the gray and the Empire. But that was just really good thinking, man. And after that, like, I was like, yeah, I need to get this guy on the podcast. and we need to, because you just, yeah, like you're, I don't like to work with people who aren't as motivated as me. It's just not, it's kind of, you know, it's just not fun. So I really enjoyed this.
It's not.
So, but okay. So now let's go into week four, which is the Como
de Garcon.
De Garcon. Okay. So what we have is the box logo tees, the box logo hoodies, the cotton sweaters. And yeah, what I would advise, guys, is number one, go for the,
Tough.
Yeah.
It's such a tough call.
They put the cotton sweater up to, $188.
Yeah.
Yesterday we didn't see the retail prices.
They just released the retail prices this morning. And yeah, man, remember this morning I was like, dang, they're charging $698 for that wool overcoat. Like that's a pricey item. But,
I think it's nice though.
It's solid and it's clean. And it's one of those things that here in New York City. New York City is going to be a high fashion item. Like, you're going to see people walking around with that thing, snapping Instagram pics left and right. Like, it's a really expensive item, but if for some reason you can afford it, I would say go for it, because you're going to get at least your money back plus a little bit more. But talk more about the t-shirt and the hoodie, because that's what I think most people should be focusing on.
And let's bring people some value. What are you going for? You're going to be in store. You're going to go online too though, right?
Oh yeah. Lucky for me, they gave me an invite in store for 3:15 in the afternoon. So I'll still be around for the 11 a.m. drop. And I think for me personally, I'm going to go for a hoodie at 11 o'clock. And it's because I figured if I don't get it, I'll at least get my hands on it when it's in store, right? But if I wasn't going to be in store, I would probably go for a t-shirt online. And it's because I think, being that it's a t-shirt, I think they're going to make more of them than the hoodies. So I think, like, if you're just an online user and you're trying to go for one item, I think the best chance at an item is going to be the t-shirt. That's just my opinion.
Okay. And yeah, let's keep this thing super practical at what we're doing. We're not going to give away our secrets on how we do it, because I like the good saying of teach a man to fish, but not his spots. So with that, the internship is $25, and that's what me and Mick use for these online releases, and all of my interns as well. So if you're interested in that, just send me a DM on Instagram. It's flip. But yeah, so like Mick said, he's going to the online release and then also the in-store. What I'm going to do is just the online release. And I'm going to probably go for the hoodie.
Yeah.
And, the reason I say that is, first of all, the price of $178 plus the, the shipping. I think that a lot of, you know, kids' credit cards are going to get bounced for that price.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I saw that a lot with the North Face collabs. If you look on like Twitter, everybody's like, "Oh, my card got declined," and that's just a common thing now with banks, is they bounce high fashion or
dollar
Supreme
amounts,
New York.
Yeah,
and a $55 or $54 t-shirt most likely is not going to get bounced.
No, it's not. See, this is why you guys have to come join the internship, man, because we have conversations like this, and now Dylan's got me thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't go for a t-shirt now.
Well, the beauty with yours, man, is you're double dipping. So, I mean, you should go into this online release, like when we're using our method, just stress-free. And just enjoy that in-store and then kind of take the edge off of the online. So I think you'll do well. But yeah, I would say go for the hoodie, to be honest, especially with the winter and fall season coming. If you sat on that in New York City, a t-shirt is good.
You've already changed my mind, and it goes back to what we were just talking about. Like, you know, don't always think about what's going to be the most hyped item, or don't always think about what's going to be the most stocked item. You kind of have to think about like, well, what's going to work right now with the marketplace, and being that it's winter and people are going to want to be wearing hoodies soon, hoodies got to be the play. It has to be.
I think so, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. So back to practicality. Tomorrow during the online drop, Dylan and I are both going for the Comme des Garçons hoodie for sure.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it in the last recording about sizes, and that goes back to another aspect. I think we're both going to go I think what we should do is mix it up and kind of counter test. If you want to go for large, I'll go for XL, or if you want me to go for large, you go for XL. I think we should play it that way and kind of see what happens.
Doesn't matter to me. I'll go for XL if you want.
Yeah, I think – But then again, I'm going to go back to a release and see kind of what happened.
I mean, I know in the hoodies, the size smalls always sell for the most money, but they're also the most sought after. So when you're going for that online drop for a size small, you're significantly reducing your chances of getting one in your cart because everybody's going for that size.
Right. Oh, yeah, size small, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they do it. It has to be some sort of – but even, like, I mean, there's bots, but from what I'm hearing with bots is they're all just trash now. Like,
yeah.
So
– I have a couple of friends in that space, and, you know, what people don't realize if you don't know anything about bots is just because you have a bot, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to – check out of the store, right? So you could spend all this time and all this money and getting your bot system set up, and then you're going to go to a release and you might not get anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, bot is, you know, if you want to go that route, you want to take that path, that's cool. You know, I'm not going to pass judgment on anybody, but, you know, it doesn't always work, and people need to know that, you know, and I'm glad we could bring that to the people. Like, don't just go spend your money on a bot thinking you're going to cop Supreme every week, because you're not.
Well, in this method that we use, you know, it's a teeter between a bot. It's like a freaking robot. Like, it's,
yeah.
I think humans are an extension of being kind of like robots at this point with our phones. So think of kind of what the method we use is, it's like we're natural looking to Supreme, but there's a lot of speed that's entered for us, and we can just like get through those checkouts and not have to worry about the little screen that says like bot detected, sorry,
yep,
you know,
yep,
or anything, yep, like that. So
I mean, the $25 fee for the internship, you know, Dylan will share the video with you on how to do this checkout procedure. And if you check out one piece of clothing in your first week, you'll have made that $25 back and more. So it's well worth the investment, well worth the investment.
And it's not just Supreme too, is really the golden ticket. I mean, you get everything with it. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I just looked up the stats as far as, sizes for Supreme, and it looks like XL is going to be, the best route.
Well then, yo, do you want to do the XL then? And I'll do the large. Right. Cause I mean, since I'm going in store, I don't want to like, I don't want to be greedy here.
I think, I mean, we could both just go for XL, I would think. Okay. It looks like statistically, like XL sells out a few seconds every hoodie, like collab drop a little bit later. So I think that'll be the best chance for us.
Cool.
And, definitely the listeners. So. But yeah, do we have anything else that we wanted to go over?
No, I don't think so, man. I mean, maybe talk about where people can get in touch with you and where people can get in touch with me.
Oh, okay. So, all right. This is going to be a new segment. You're going to see it on my podcast here for a little bit just to kind of get the content in front of you guys. Eventually we're going to start our own podcast channel with this, but, me, you guys know it's Flip Flip. I'm on Instagram and you'll see everything that I have to offer there. As far as the internship and everything, going on with me. And then Mick actually just started an Instagram page yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Which is pretty cool. And he does a lot of content just like me. So go ahead and give them your Instagram page and kind of what you got going on.
Sure, man. You guys can reach out to me at MickFlips0. That's MickFlips0. And my page is just going to be all about thrifting, all about how to cop limited releases. We're going to talk about reselling, and then I'm also going to give you some market predictions, and I'm going to try my best to bring you guys at least one to two posts every day, so I can, you know, really give you guys that value. And like Dylan said, we're going to keep the podcast, you know, within the Flip Flip community for now, but really excited to take it out on its own. And once we have like a full channel for that, you'll be able to access the content for the podcast on my Instagram page as well.
Yeah. And then guys, if you have any questions, send him or me a DM. We'll be able to kind of give you guys in depth about Supreme, and then also look out for these episodes every, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, within that. I mean, just weekly.
Yeah, it's really going to be all about, I mean, we're going to release them as soon as we have a full drop list for you guys. And sometimes those drop lists come on Monday. Sometimes they don't. And I mean, last week, I didn't think it showed up till Wednesday. Right. So keep an eye on our Instagram pages and we'll let you know when we post the podcast, guys.
And this was the first week, so we had a little bit of scrambling going on to try to get everything figured out. But, yeah, man. And, you guys definitely, I'll probably spam my IG page and, you guys will get to see how Mick's experience was with the, in-store release. Cause that's humongous. I mean, for this collab, man, like
huge. Like, I'm so lucky, you know, I mean, and, you know, as much value as I want to bring everybody, I would love to tell you how to get selected for an in-store release, but honestly, I have no idea. Like, I mean, you know, we can explain to you guys, you know, if you join up, like how to get, you know, in line for something like that. But the way that they pick people is totally random.
Yeah. And it's better that way if it'd be totally random, but I think, you know, given our interns a little bit of that insight on the process, if they live in, what is it, New York, London, all those
LA, stores, so. LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, guys, that's about it. I'll probably record a little, just normal podcast after this. If you guys want to listen, I'm going to get back to doing like the daily podcasts as well. And then, yeah, Mick, it's been a pleasure. I'll probably talk to you, you know, all the time now, and let's just really, we'll really just give this Supreme podcast, you know, a lot of value to these guys. So
that's right, man. Yeah, we're gonna hold each other accountable, and we're gonna make both of our Instagram pages better, our podcast following better. I'm excited, man. This is going to be a good trip for both of us.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And you guys have a kick-ass week, and peace out.